Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything, y'all took the offering. We're going to, brother, think we should take the, I see the sacrament out. We'll do that because we didn't take it the first Sunday. Take it the second Sunday. So we're praying for the Lord. Amen. We'll take it after our ministry. We could take the sacrament, and then we're going to baptize you and you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to go to 1 Kings 20. Amen. I'm going to do a little reading, but there's just things that's unexpected coming your way. Thank you, Lord. I believe that. Amen. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his hosts together, and there was 32 kings with him and horses and chariots. He went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city. And he said, thus said Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine, your wives and your children, even the goodliest are mine. And the king of Assyria answered and said, my lord, O king, he's afraid of this man. According to thy sayings, I am thine and all that I have. Ain't that something? Although I have sent unto thee, saying, thou you should deliver me your gold and your silver and your wives and your children, yet I will send my service unto thee tomorrow about this time. It's pleasant in his eyes. I won't take it otherwise. He said, say, Mark, I pray you see how this man seek mischief, for he sent unto me for his wife. All the elders and all the people said unto him, hearken not unto him, nor go to sin unto him. Well, for to thy servant at the first, I'll do it. But the thing added and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, thy gods do dust of Samaria shall be enough for handsful for all the people that follow me. I mean, this message as he was drinking, now he done got drunk. He and the kings in the pavilion, that he said unto his servant, there came a prophet unto Ahab and of Israel, saying, thus said the Lord, deliver into your hand this day, and you shall know that I am the Lord. By whom, said he, thus said the Lord, even all the young men of the princes of going to order it. So he numbered the men and the princes, and that was but all the people, and the people were 7,000. Praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Bless the people today. Because I believe, God, the unexpected things and the blessings that we, number 23, and the servants of the king of Syria said unto them, come on, we have the Bible now. They went out to battle against little old Israel. Israel living for God. Amen. All you got to do is have God's favor on your life. You ain't got to be nobody big. Because Israel was always with him. I mean, just kings fighting with him. It was like a cloud. And they went out to fight against Ahab. And it was with Ahab. They beat him. See, it doesn't matter what's against you. They had people like dust. And he was bragging. Don't you pay no attention to what the devil say. Yeah, you was in service there, and that woman asked you to hold your woman. See, why he going to put me a human? And she told you that you ain't going to get nothing. You still sick. You need to do this. You need to do that. Right. But when they went out against God, they was fighting against. Listen, Lord, I like that. When the devil fight against you, he fight against God. If you love God, fighting against God. I say he fighting against God. He not just fighting you. Ahab slew every one of his men. Number 20, horse. And the king of Israel, number 21, went out and smote the horses, the chariots. Now he done got really bad now. And slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. Strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, when you get out and think that the Lord has done something for you. Amen. Wait. No. He said at the end, he said he's going to come back for you. And the servant of the kings of Syria said, their gods, now, therefore they are strong. That's why they whooped us. See, they gods of the hill. They can fight good in the hills. That's why they, we shall be stronger than them. I'm telling you, God getting ready to do something for the church in the hills, but he don't know. God got it all covered. I say, come to you because of the word today. Look for it. I said, okay. And he said, and this thing, this is the people, the captains of the people that know how to fight. And the number their army, just like you had before, get the horse for the horse, at the same amount of horses, the same amount of chariots. I'm paraphrasing now. And we're fighting unto their force, and he did it. Came to pass at the return of the year, just like God said, Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrian pack to fight against Syria. Listen to this. And the children of Israel were numbered and were all, and the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of sheep. Just ain't no pass against you. I don't care. You think, you always in the head. When you got him down, he ain't caring about what's against you. He not caring about blood. When he get in it, you got it. Amen. Spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus said the Lord. Listen to this. Because the Syrians have said the Lord is God of the heaven. See what the devil said, he said it against God. See, they say, you trying to take, no. He's talking against God. Deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I'm the Lord. And I read these things, I say, God, you the same God. We listen to what, hallelujah, we go and then they bring up something else on the TV and say, you can't eat this and you can't. But God is saying today, come back and hear what I got to say. By myself. Listen to this. And so, and it was so that in the seventh day, number 29, 100,000. You talking about God. But the rest fled to APAC. 27,000 of them that ran. They didn't even have to fight them. And came into the city, into an inner chamber. And so he said, I'm going to go to this man and ask him, watch him fool you and let you know, tell you to always keep God in your mind. Because when these men said, well, you know, the king of Israel, they real soft-hearted kings. So we're going to go and we're going to, you know, ask for mercy. Way from somewhere, and dirt on them. And he come and do, you know, they got to them people. Uh-oh. He can come so sweet. But he's the devil. I'm going to go to Psalms 107. Psalms 107. God is a good God. Hear me this way. Now, some of this will follow him. No telling what he might come up with. And God wants us to know him. This is the time of Thanksgiving. I'm not trying to skip. He's going to help you. I said, he's going to help you. Hands. Amen. We need some testimonies of his goodness. But God going to help you do them. We've been trying to do some things, but God got to help us. Now, did anybody get that? Amen. Amen. But Davis, he's good. He's good for telling you what he told you this morning. And it's for a month, for a few years. Let the redeemed, are you the redeemed? So let the redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He's brought us out, children of God, just like he brought it against you, beloved, that the Lord can't flatten. Amen. Nothing stand against you. Let the redeemer of the Lord say who he has redeemed. And gather them out of the land from the east. God did this. From the west and the north and from the south. He said they wandered. People wandered. This he's talking about his people. But he led them forth. God took care of them. He's our God, children of God. This God that we think, you know, well, he did that for Israel. No, he's the same God. He loves you just like he loved Israel. That he didn't say, this is Israel. This is, only people do that kind of crap. God don't look at you as, you know, I was talking to somebody. And I said, well, I ain't got no problem. I said, because I'm in love with a Jew. Hello? Amen. I can love people. The man I love is a Jew. Named Jesus. Yes. Who do you love? Who do you love? You believe him? Do you know when he do things for you that make him look good? You know, if I'm married, sister. And when I'm looking nice, they make my husband look good. Ain't that right? I go out looking sloppy. They say, what's the matter with him? They ain't going to say her, you know, say, he don't do this for her. And he don't do, ain't that right? But when I go looking good, so he said, honey, you look, I said, yeah, see there? Because when I'm looking good, you look good. Amen. So when you're looking good, God looks good. I say, when you look good, God looks good. And when he heal you, that make him look good. What'd you say? He said, people help me preach this morning. Amen. So he ain't looking good if you suffered and you can't never do this or that. That ain't making God look good. Because people look at me and say, I don't want that. Amen. I don't want that. But you know, if you looking good, then say it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love for God to look good. Amen. Hallelujah. So men should praise the Lord because of his goodness and because of the things that he did. Oh, that men would praise him. I've looked in this scripture in there four times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. For the Lord, for his goodness, number 21, and his wonderful works to the children of men. God is good. Say good. I said good. Listen, but listen, the same God who delivered delivered Ahab, he that was terrible. Jezebel was his wife. But God remembers that covenant. Hallelujah. And he don't go say, well, she done this and she done that. And she, my God. And that's the reason why he going to do what he do today, Sharon. He took the word. Hallelujah. Girl, it took me so long to come to where I am. But I said, God, well, I just got there. Hallelujah. At least God kept me encouraged in so many ways. Praise God. God will keep you encouraged on your way. I said, he's going to keep you encouraged. He's going to let somebody do this or somebody do that. You encouraged. He's not going to have you down. He's on your side. Use it on anything else. If you sit down there, that's not God. Joy, all this other stuff you're going through, give it to him. Say, Lord, this God didn't see it. I said, he didn't see it. We got to come to a place that tells this wrote. This is not a fairy tale. God is who he say he is. He will set you free. I said, he will set you free. Can believe all things are possible. Hallelujah. I want to believe with you, Brian. I just love him. But I know that ain't possible. So I got, hallelujah. I see you all several decisions. I mean, really, main decisions that I know, personally being knowing you all. And the decisions look like you go through it. It bothers you more, I think, because you kind of a person that kind of quiet-like and, you be at your desk and I can see you there. Amen. I can see you. But I'm going to tell you something. You on God's radar. Thank you. You on his radar. Thank you. You on his radar. Things weeping endure for a night. It don't just go through for years. The Bible say weeping endure for a night. But joy come in the morning. Hallelujah. I want you to change your mind. Change your thinking. And y'all get together and think alike. Whatever y'all got up, you got a decision to make. I know, a whole decision. God, we don't know how to make this decision. We don't know what to do. But two is better than one. And then put that third person in there. Ooh, a 3-4 chain is hardly broken. That third person is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe I see a breaking in the situation. I do. Stay right here. I see it. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. I see a breaking. I see a breaking, a breaking, a breaking. I want y'all to think alike. If she going to think that we going to do such and such a thing, get together and do it together. And whip the devil. Amen. Two better than one. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus sent out two disciples at a time. He didn't send Peter by. Peter had faith too, buddy. But Peter was with Peter and Paul and whoever. He put them together. That's why I believe two people can conquer the world. I believe that. Father, in Jesus' name. All this stuff. I call it stuff. Even though God has blessed you all, we're going to rejoice when I see this child stand soon and say, he done it. He done it. He don't look like nothing is around. Don't look like no help is there. But I believe from the message this morning that the Holy Ghost spoke, help is on the way. Help is on the way. A miracle is in the making. In Jesus' name, your word. Do you know the Bible say your word can do things? People don't realize how strong words are. We gonna make it. This thing is over. We sick of this mess. It's gonna be over. It's gonna be done. What you say? It's gonna be done. What you say? It's gonna be done. And you walk through the house. Get your soul. It's gonna be done. It's gonna. Whatever you have to. Listen, I'm telling you the truth now. It will be done because you're talking about God. You love God. It's coming. You believe it? In Jesus' name. I said, it's your belief name. Oh, I've been told that so many. Forget about all of that. It's coming. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name, it's over. I said, it's over. It's over. Thank you, Jesus. I'll stand with you right now because I feel like it. I'm feeling good now. Come on, you got something you want God to break through for you? You need a breakthrough. Somebody, you need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. Come on. I'll stand with you today, and I believe God going to break that thing. I believe he's going to do this thing. I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Okay, in Jesus' name. Yep. Yes, I know. Praise the Lord. The Lord will say to you, Brother Al, shut your ears to what everybody say. We say that we love the word, but you are trying to keep it. And people don't understand. Because we're people. But keep your eyes, your mind upon Jesus. Because you're getting ready to come through here now. You're getting ready to come through here, Brother Al. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. I saw it this morning. I'm telling you now. Yes. Hallelujah. When you need healing, believe God. Yes. Don't be afraid to believe him. I mean, believe him whether you see it or not, just like he's been giving you. Because he's not giving you something that he don't want you to have. This is something he's trying to take you through so you will know that he's God. Yes, Lord. He told them, he said, I'm going to whoop these people to let them know I'm God.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You go. You go in faith. Yes, Lord. In the faith that God has given you. Yes, God gave you the gift of faith long years ago. Yes, and you just, all you're doing is trying to use it.
Yes, Lord.
And so a lot of people don't understand, but don't worry about it. And you don't worry about it, but then sometimes it kind of gets to you because you're human. But this day, you're going to get something special from God. I don't know what it is, Brother L. Oh, God is going to move for you in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. He's going to move in Jesus' name. He's going to move in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you got to do, brother, whatever, God is going to. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I just believe it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Amen. Come on. Come on. I say, God is good. I've been going through. Forget about that. Ooh, you better get in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before I forget it, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgetful a little bit. I'm trying to learn how to get. Oh, Jackie, you ain't got to rub it in. Right? He anointed you years ago. Put your hands out. Really? So do it. You got to take what busy. But God, if God has called you to do this, he said, you're going to say, wow. You're going to want to. You don't want to because he said, you're going to do this for God. Okay? It's needed in the church. You'll stand with him, won't you? You just push him. You'll push him. I believe it. I do. I'm just going to believe for everything that I want. What about y'all? God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, sister. Uh-huh. What you need? Yeah. Healing. Okay, y'all put your hands this way.
Thank you, Lord.